SBS Radio.
Janie McCulloch is a senior first aid trainer with the Red Cross. Janie, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you very much.
Could you briefly tell us about April Pool's Day, please?
Okay, so April Pool's Day is, of course, April the 1st, and we have a partnership and a collaboration with Poolworks. So we've come together with them to assist to promote, so we're the training side of it, the importance of parents and families learning CPR, especially if they have a pool in their backyard, and the importance of learning CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, as, of course, it can save lives.
Research shows that 75% of parents in Australia believe they don't have the necessary CPR skills to save a life in an emergency. Can you tell us more about the research findings, please?
So those research findings, you know, are quite alarming, and the sole purpose with the Red Cross, and this is why we want to have this collaboration with Poolworks, is to try and get people out there, the public, to get them trained. And for the real reason is to try and save more lives. There's been too many drownings this summer. There's been, and it happens every summer, and it's getting to the point where we need to do something, and we need to, you know, act quite immediately on it. So that's why the discussions were had, and we've come to this point where we can really push that message out there about the importance of it and how it can save a life.
Why do you think, or why are there still so many parents that don't know CPR?
I think a lot of it, which is unfortunate, and I talk about it when I do training, is there is a lot of complacency. And it means that, unfortunately, it's not until perhaps something happens, so it's a reactive process, where people say, oh, goodness me, maybe we should get that training now. Oh, wow, you know, the things have, something's happened, or within a workplace where something might have happened. And so there is a lot of complacency until, and we don't want to wait until it's too late. So, and I might think, oh, yeah, everything will be okay. I'll keep an eye on things. I can do what I need to do to supervise. But it's that split second where things can go terribly wrong, and it's been proven. So I think that's the reason why.
Tell us more about the CPR demonstrations that are taking place on April Pool's Day.
Okay, so we've got all trainers from right across the country that are going into Poolworks shops, and they're going to be giving demonstrations on adult, child and infant CPR, just basic demonstrations, and as a bit of a lead-in for the public to ask questions about where they can go and do training, how important it is, the reasons why. So it's a real sort of, it's that first step to basically say, you know, this is what you need to be getting out there and learning and actively getting yourself, your partner, your family involved in doing this. And because one person in a family or one partner, you know, they mightn't be there at the time. If they say, you know, my partner did it, so I don't have to do it, we want to get as many people as possible involved.
What advice do you have for parents wanting more information about CPR?
What they need to do is just go to the Red Cross training. It's redcross.org.au, and they just type in first aid training, and it comes up with this really good website, and they can click on whatever state they're in and whatever training. If they put in CPR, and it will have a list of what training is available, the type of training, so there's different options, and where they can go. So, you know, we can basically go anywhere around Australia. There's a group, whether it's a public course or a privately organised course, and they can go from there and book online, or and there is a 1300 number that they can call as well.
Would that apply to this? Where can people go to find out about local demonstrations near them?
They can go through to, they go on the Poolworks website, and they will have the actual shops, the addresses, locations, and so if they go April Pool's Day, and it will have all the information there. So Poolworks, April Pool's Day, all of that information there on their website about locations, timings, and yeah, going from there. So it's that all of that information is out there. Our trainers are very excited to be getting out there and getting on the road and travelling to different sites in their own locations and working with the Poolworks staff.
Janie McCulloch, thank you very much for being on SBS Radio.
Okay, thank you.